In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of the Blessed Sunday, the third Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'una. It's a common reading and we hear it more than once during the year. And we are all familiar with the words that the Lord said, that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And he also told us that he who is not with me is against me. We are either with God or against him. There is nothing in the middle. We cannot be neutral when it comes to the relationship with God. Every activity we do, we are either adding or deleting from the relationship. We are either coming forward closer to God or we are going backward away from him. Everything we do can be, this rule is applied. Unity is among those things that we are either enhancing or weakening at all times, especially in marriage. And this subject is important not only to the people who are married, but also to the young people who are to be prepared for one day when they will go into this unity, the sacred unity of marriage. Unity, we are either working to enhance it or we are doing something to weakening it. There is also no neutral position. Sometimes we assume that we can acquire this status quo. I stay where I am. I am not adding something to the relationship with my wife, but meanwhile, I am not depleting it. But this is not true. If we are not adding to the unity, if we are not enhancing it, actually, we are withdrawing, we are weakening this relationship. Let us go and see how we can enhance this unity in marriage. How can we achieve it? Because this relationship, which is marriage, is something that God made it for man in order to enjoy it, to have this relationship to help him to come closer to him. But unfortunately, we don't see this often. We see in most of the cases, because usually we choose to live according to our rules, we see that this relationship, there is no unity in it. There are three things that enhance unity. Number one is to remember something. Number two is to share something. Number three is to invest. Under remember, we have two things to remember. First of all, we have to remember that there is nothing that can substitute a successful marriage. Neither your friends, nor your career, nor your children even, nothing. Sometimes we feel like, okay, my marriage is not going to work, I will try to find a substitute. Doesn't matter how this substitute is fulfilling, there is no way we can substitute the marriage for anything else. Otherwise, God maybe have given Adam a career and make him to prosper and live by himself. But this was not the case. Maybe he will give him possessions. Actually, he gave him everything. He was by himself in the whole world. But this was not enough, and it was not good for a man to live alone. So always remember that this relationship, nothing can substitute it for you. You have to make it to work. You have to do what all you can in order to achieve the goal that God made this marriage for. The second thing to remember, that this statement we have to be it always in our mind. I live to God, and I with my family are to serve him. This is the objective. This is the main target. When we lose focus, we go in life randomly. We don't know what we are after. We do not know why we are even created. Are we created to eat and drink and get children and raise them, and then they will leave the house, and then we wait until we die and retire and think what we are going to do after retirement? Is this what God made us to live for? For sure not. God, when he gave Eve to Adam, he gave her as a helpmate to help him to come closer to God. And both of them united with God will achieve the objective of their creation. They were created to serve God. You have to remember this. The whole house is there to serve God. Marriage is there to help you to serve God. If we are not doing this, if we are not heading towards that, if we are losing focus on this objective, then we are losing the point, as they say. We will keep on going in circles, and we will look to each other and say, why I'm living with this woman? And the woman, why I'm living with this man? Where we are heading, what we are going to achieve with this. So always remember these two things. In order for unity to become close, for this target to be achieved, remember that this house, this unit, the father, the mother, and children are a small church, a unit to serve God. And secondly, there is nothing can substitute a successful marriage. How hard, doesn't matter how hard you try, how much you have around you from friends and success, nothing can substitute a successful marriage. So we said, number one, to enhance unity, remember. Number two, to enhance also this unity, you have to share. What's to be shared in marriage? Actually, everything should be shared in marriage. Life with all its details, all the successes and the frustrations and disappointment, everything should be shared. Even the meals, the food, something very important that the whole family is to be gathered and they sit together and they eat. And before they eat, they invite God by prayers. It might look as something simple. What is the big deal? But actually, yes, it is a big deal. When we sit around the table and the Lord with us, something we share, even the food, God will give us a taste. God will make this thing, this small thing that has a purpose. Sometimes we live with each other as roommates. The husband comes and the wife leaves, and they go all the way like this. They do not talk, and when they talk, they fight, and or either they are criticizing each other. But this is not sharing. Actually, this is nagging, and the people will try to avoid this as much as they can. If we do not share, if we do not feel each other, if we do not even try to understand what is the concerns from your side and what are my concerns, and we share this, then how can we achieve unity? If we do not share life, real sharing, how can we achieve unity? So we have to share the life details. Secondly, we have to share the goals and means to achieve them. Maybe the husband has the goal of, I will raise my children in the fear of God. Maybe the wife will have another goal. How can then we achieve unity? And maybe you have the same goal, but we try to achieve it in different means. Also, this cannot work. We have to talk, and we have to share our point of view, and we have to consult in order to reach one goal, and also to reach the real means to achieve them. It's a very important thing to enhance unity, that we will share the goals that make us to reach the objective, which is me and my house will serve the Lord. Number three, we should be sharing worship. Something very important and crucial to the stabilization of every single house, when we share worship, when we stand in prayers. How can we achieve this unity if we do not pray together, if we do not read the Bible together, if we do not sit all of us and listen to the Lord speaking to us in the Bible? Even once a week, even if this is going to take 10 minutes a week to share the Bible together, this will make a great effect. We have to stand together in prayer. We have to come to the church together in order to enjoy this unity and enjoy this fulfillment that's going to be brought to us through our relationship with the Lord. We sometimes feel like when Abuna says, you pray, like this is a desperate answer. Okay, there is nothing you can do, and Abuna doesn't have anything to say, and then he said they pray. Actually, prayers is not the answer, like a desperate one. It is the main answer. This is the solution that we always, whenever it comes to this, we think that maybe I will find another way. I will try something else. Maybe we will go into something and go and a vacation. I'm not saying vacation is something bad. Actually, it's a very important thing that the whole family share a quality time. But meanwhile, we have to know how to worship together. How the whole family will stand together and worship God who created them and gave them to each other. If we lose this, if we cannot sit together as a unit and pray all of us the Bible, then there is no way we can come into this unity. Everyone will have his own life, everyone going his own way, and we assume that we are, because we are living under one ceiling, then we are in unity. How far this from reality? People might be living under the same ceiling, but they are totally separate units. Everyone operates on his own. Everyone has set his own target, has own his own objective, and he is using this marriage or this relationship for something. If really I can sustain my life without my husband, I would be very easily to say, I go away from him. If the sons feel like, or the daughter feels like, if not because of the money that my dad and mom are spending for me, I would go out from this house. This is not unity. And this is not what God intended for marriage to be. So always remember that we have to share three things. We share details of day-to-day life. We share goals and means to achieve these goals, and also we share worship. So in order, as we said, to enhance unity in marriage, we have to remember things, and we have to share things, and we have to invest in things. As we said, this relationship cannot be substituted by anything else. Then I should be investing in it in order to make it to work. Sometimes people feel like, I don't want to invest in this relationship at all. It's not worth the investment. My wife, or no, I gave up on her. Or my husband, there is no way this man is going to be as I want him to be. And that's it. I am in a lost case. I don't want to invest. If you are not going to invest, there is no return. There is no gain. What we should be investing in order to enhance and achieve unity? First of all, we have to invest time. We invest at least 40 hours every week in order to make money. And even if it is required to make more, we will do more. And we find it is very hard for the whole family to sit together even for 4 hours in the whole week. It's very, very strange. And then we assume that I do not invest time at all. We do not come to share something. We do not sit and talk, and then we will be achieving unity. How come? We have to invest time. We always say, whenever answered, why are you laboring? Why are you doing this? And everybody says, I do this for my family. I do this for my children. But do you care to sit with them? Do you care to talk with them and teach them and make them to come closer to you and you closer to them? I don't have time. How then you can say, I don't have time to sit with my family, and then you say, I am working a whole week in order to make them good and make them safe and sound? There is a contradiction in this. There is a hypocrisy in that. When we say that I work for my family, but I cannot spare time to sit with my family, there's something wrong. We have to share time, and we have to invest in time. We do not feel like I'm losing my time when I'm sitting and playing with my kids. Doesn't matter how maybe trivial is the kind of play that we do, but meanwhile, it's very important that we invest in time. Also, we have to invest in emotions. The people after marriage, maybe by 10 or 15 years, they feel like there is no room for affection or sharing words of warmth and true love. And they feel like even some, if one of them try, the other one will ridicule him. What are you talking about? We have been married now for 15 years or something. Are you coming now making like the teenagers? Sometimes this is here. Why? Why this is something that we feel shy to do? Why we are so sweet and nice with the strangers? And when it comes to the house, then the like all the sadness and the frustration, and I don't want to talk, and there's another personality. Sometimes the wife come and say, my husband, who is loved by everyone in the church, who is making hundreds of friends, he doesn't talk with us at all. At all. He doesn't say even a good word that he is sharing with his friends to me or to his children. We move into either saying, whenever we talk, we either communicate criticism or words of frustration. And then we speak about unity. And then we say that marriage is something is not functioning. Who made it not to function? It is us. When we are so poor in sharing words of emotions and sharing real emotions between each other. Also, we have to invest in forgiveness. Something very important, that we forgive each other. No one who is perfect, everyone makes mistakes. And if I am sincere in correcting what I have done, why you deny me the forgiveness? If I cannot forgive her and she cannot forgive me, how can we achieve unity? How even we are going to be called the Christians at all if we do not know how to forgive? And actually the best one, or the one who is I have to forgive the most, is the one that is sharing life with me. This person endured with me a lot, suffered with me a lot, and then I still remember something and I don't want to forgive it. This is not fair. And without forgiveness, there is no way for unity to be achieved. So we have to invest in time, we have to invest in emotions, we have to invest in forgiveness, and we have to invest in listening. By the way, God gave us 2 ears and 1 tongue. So these 2 ears are to tell us that we have to listen more than we speak. But usually this is not the case. The man wants to come and throw orders, and the woman wanted to come and say to her children some orders as well. But to listen, to know what do you mean, how do you feel, what do you think about what I am doing, this is something which is very unusual. Even in the intimacy, in the relation, the very intimate relationship between the husband and wife, maybe they shy to talk about it and say that I am frustrated because of this and this. What is the problem about this? What is wrong about that? That we listen. What do you think about this? Why you are not happy? Why I feel that you are so much stressed? Why you are not smiling anymore? Why we do not want to invest in listening and give it some attention and heed? Life is not only giving orders, and I come and expect my house to be set in a special way. Otherwise, I am frustrated. I will leave the house and go outside and see something else to do. This is not how unity should be achieved. So the Lord is saying to us today, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. He who is not with me is against me. If we are not working to enhance unity, we are weakening it. There is nothing in the middle. There is nothing in between. There is no neutral phase. Always remember that nothing will be a substitute to your marriage or a successful marriage. Always remember that this unity, the marriage, the husband and wife and their children are there to serve God. Share life with its details, goals and means to achieve them, and share worship. And also to attain and achieve unity, you have to invest in time, emotions, forgiveness, and listening. Glory be to God forever and ever. And